Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Okay, so here's two things from Michigan-Nebraska I didn't get to use on the air. One is going into the Michigan game, Nebraska offensively had no three and outs their entire season. No three and outs the whole season. Michigan first forced four of them. They had a three and out that ended in an interception, which I don't think really counts as a three and out, but they had no three and outs for three games, which is pretty incredible.
Look at that.
And then this one I think you'll like. Memorial Stadium in Nebraska was the last stadium in the Big Ten to approve beer sales. This is year one of beer sales at Memorial Stadium in Nebraska.
So every stadium in the Big Ten now allows for beer sales.
Yep. Nebraska was the last at the table.
Did you notice an unruly crowd?
I didn't. Not anymore.
Anything different from other crowds you've seen there? Other than them calling you a jackass.
Yeah, one guy called me a donkey before the game because he thought I was Connor Stallions.
It's so great.
I got yelled at twice.
You gotta stop wearing those sunglasses, man.
So it's funny. Like, I got a bald head, right? I was wearing sunglasses, and I'm just walking to the game listening. I had my headset on, Varsity Network app, listening to Wisconsin, Maryland. Hey, look, it's Connor Stallions. And I'm like, okay, I'll just keep walking, ignore it. I know how to handle these situations. Then 5 minutes later, hey, Connor. Hey, Connor, you jackass. Anyway, so there it is. That's the bucket. That's it. I don't got a lot.
That was it?
Yeah.
Well, you emptied the bucket that much?
Well, no. I mean, I could give you more. I don't think you'd find much of it very interesting.
You thought I'd find that interesting?
I thought you'd like the beer sales story.
Not impressed, Doug. He was not impressed. No. Go back to the Connor Stallion story.
You know what? You know what it is?
more people yelling at you.
I blame the Tigers.
Yeah. Here comes back to blaming the Tigers.
Bucket sucks because the Tigers.
Bucket sucks because of the Tigers.
The Tigers screw you up today. 248-539-9797.
Doug, you should have yelled at those people calling you a jackass saying, I'm 6'3". Connor's like 5'11".
Yeah.
Right?
You know what? The moral of the story is walk to the stadium with Jansen.
Yeah.
Walked to the stadium with Jansen, but Jack Miller wasn't here this week, so Jansen had to host the entire pregame show with
Jack's a big guy too? Former lineman, right?
Yeah, he's not as big as he used to be.
But he's still gotta be about 6 feet. Yeah, they either go one of two ways.
Yeah, they either be 450 pounds or they slim down and you can't believe they played in the trenches in major college football.
But
Jack's in that category.
But how tall is he?
Jack's probably 6'1", 6'2". I'm taller than Jack.
Okay.
I think.
There's a little flex.
Yeah.
Not so humble, Brad.
Hey, you played line? Really? You sure about that? Okay. No, I mean, no, it's good. Cool. Whatever, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I know.
Hey, we're walking with Jansen. Jansen protects more than Blindside. Like, nobody says anything to John.
Like, my old guy played football with in eighth grade, and old buddy Mark Melia. I don't know, buddy, but Mark and I were friends and played football at Michigan. He's a brilliant doctor now, and he completely lost all the weight. He's like a tall, skinny guy now. Yeah. That's how it goes, though. It goes one of two ways. And we've seen plenty of guys that, hey, may have played at 280 pounds that are now add another 100 to that list. And it goes the other way, too.
Well, anyway, sorry to let you down. I'll try and get better next week.
The people are here for us. We're blaming the Tigers. We're going to blame the Tigers for anything bad that's happened. What bad has happened to you in the last 48 hours that you want to blame the Tigers?
And how are you coping?
Yeah. And what do you do to cope with it? I mean, for me, I forgot my phone this morning. I completely blame the Tigers for that.
I forgot to call your phone this morning.
You blame the Tigers for that.
Remember, I wasn't here at the beginning of the show? Printer didn't work.
Yeah, that was right.
Tigers. Daryl in Belleville, you're on 97. Want a ticket. What's up, Daryl? Daryl. Oh, Daryl.
Damn Tigers.
I'm so patient. Daryl misses opportunity. Tigers. John out of Sal, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, John.
How you doing? I don't post much on Facebook, but I just looked back listening to you guys. I posted on June 26th. My life is better when the Tigers are good. And you know what? I can't even make a post right now. I'm doing the same. I usually run the computer through the TV to watch it because the LG TV don't. But now it's just on the computer on the side, and then I shut it when we get down one run.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a guy walking down the sidewalk kicking an empty can, it's probably me.
Tigers,
thanks. Thanks a lot.
I get it, John. I get it. Kang put it perfectly the other day when it comes to them trying to find a win. They've lost their keys. They're looking in places that make no sense. They're looking in places they've already looked for their keys five times. They keep going back. They can't find their keys.
Yeah.
Mike in Dearborn, you're next on 97. Want a ticket. Hi, Mike. Mike.
Tigers.
Tigers.
Right.
I saw this great meme that had the... They weren't the real Tigers hitting coaches, but they had the picture of the guys and they're right, Tigers hitting coaches. And they said, we don't know what to do anymore. We've tried everything. Like, you're right. Looking for the keys, you're looking places that don't exist that would never be.
My keys would never be in the freezer in the garage, but I'm looking for them in the freezer in the garage. Are my keys in the attic?
I can't speak enough how much I love your idea of batting practice with apples.
Really?
Watching these guys, seriously, watching the guy just smash apples. Mm-hmm. Instead of baseballs,
mm-hmm.
It's therapeutic.
It's a little league trick, man. These are pros.
I think it would work. I don't care. Kids at heart, right?
Yeah, I guess. Jason in Shelby Township. Hi, Jason.
Okay, so what would be the bigger collapse? If you went back 3 years and said, okay, the Lions, painted a hypothetical pitcher and said the Lions will be up 17 points, whatever it was, in San Francisco at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And the following year, they would go 15-2, have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. What would be the odds of them not making the Super Bowl? Then looking at the Tigers going back when they were up 14.5 games and them not making the playoffs, which one do you think would have the higher
Tigers
odds?
Tigers is the biggest collapse because it's throughout the season. I mean, we can go through countless games. We've seen teams blow leads and I can't believe they blew the lead. It's a game. It happens. Throughout the season, they have a 15.5 game lead like they did not that long ago back in, July after they swept Cleveland. It was 15.5 games to now where they're back a game. That is epically worse than any single game collapse that we've seen. Or you want to talk about 15-2 season and they don't. Yeah, okay, injuries, dude. It's easy to excuse away what happened last year in the playoffs because that was not the playoff roster that they had going into the season. But what the Tigers have done, it's worse.
Okay. Second part, I don't know if you guys touched on this before, but I know Verlander looks like would have been a great add-on at this point.
Yeah,
but
hindsight.
Here's my take. Real quick on Verlander, real quick. I would have said to myself, based on this basically being his home where it all started, that he would have went that extra mile, dug down, in the playoffs and gave that little extra. You would assume the kind of money these guys make that they would always be given 100%. But I would have said to myself, he's going to pick it up another notch, and that I would have taken that into consideration, and that's why I probably would have taken on Verlander.
Would you? I mean, 5.48 ERA last year with Houston in 17 starts. This year he started the season. He was brutal going into the All-Star break. Since the All-Star break, he's been amazing. So the track record was incredible.
Hindsight. He was not pitching well when he was available. It'd be great to get who he was in the second half. And that's, quite frankly, part of this is their job. The Tigers went out and got some bullpen arms that weren't great, but they saw something. And it hasn't worked. So, yeah, they, you know, it's part of their job, and I get it. But when you say I would have done it, were you really clamoring for Verlander, who wasn't pitching well at the trade deadline?
I don't remember taking any calls. No. I think there were a couple, but.
But that's like people saying.
It's like taking a flyer and offering nothing in return.
But that's the old, I think they should sign Ndamukong Suh.
Well. It is to an extent. Now the difference is with the Verlander thing, and again, it's revisionist history because it's hindsight. But you know, Charlie Morton, Chris Paddock, those were the starting pitchers they picked up.
Yeah, weren't great either.
No, and they weren't pitching great going into them. I mean, I think Morton had started to turn things around a little bit, but both of those guys on the season had not done very well. It was very comparable to Verlander, I guess. And, of course, Verlander ends up having a great second at the post-All-Star break season. And those guys did not.
Whatever.
But, right? Whatever.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Take it. I need to stand corrected. I need to make a correction. Just got a text here from Jack Miller.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
6'3", and I expect you to set the record straight right now. I probably
maybe,
wouldn't.
Maybe your playing day 6'3". I mean, if Doug's towering over you.
Towering? I mean,
that's, yeah, well, that's what you see. You say he's like 6'1". Yeah, you're legit 6'3". Yeah, this is, Kang, this is like Brock Lesnar and Shane Carwin when they fought in the UFC and they listed both fighters at like 6'4", and Brock Lesnar is literally 3 inches taller than Shane Carwin. It's same thing, right? Okay, Jack. I don't know. I never met Jack. I don't think I met Jack.
Sounds like you'd be looking down on him if you did.
I mean, or at least looking eye to eye.
I have a feeling.
The way Doug's describing us.
Oh, good luck when you do meet Jack.
I still am at my place.
Jack, Jack, I hope you enjoyed your vacation. All right, Carson Anderson, 97, won a ticket. So we made the argument. Actually, hold on. I want to get to this call first. Greg is in Dearborn, and he's on 97, won a ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, boys. So it's crazy that, you know, we all feel this way, but it's like you look at Fangraphs right now, and I know their spreadsheet doesn't watch Cary Carpenter go up there and just have abysmal at-bats, but, I mean, 80% chance of making the playoffs still.
I mean, it's the context. We go to the context of where they are, four-game lead or two-game lead with 4 games to go. It's because of the tiebreaker they hold over Houston. This feels like they're in a good spot, but the way they're playing, I think the most likely scenario is 0-4.
Yeah, but yeah, so I wanted to blame on my Tigers, my 30-year-old lawnmower. I'm having trouble getting it to start right now. Hashtag Thursday Mo. So
yeah,
Tigers.
Dude, thanks a lot, Tigers.
Yeah, exactly.
It started last week, right, Greg?
Oh yeah, purred. It purred.
Purred like a kitten. Yeah. No. Yeah. Now it sucks like a tiger.
Tigers.
God, what a shame.
Thanks, Greg. Mark, you're next. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on? So I was thinking about this. I got someone else to blame. We have two teams in the city that have had epic collapses in the past year. They both have one thing in common. They both are giving scraps to deal with because of the owner. And I think you don't go into this season if you want to win by getting outbid for Bregman, for signing a pitcher out of retirement, trading for a 41-year-old pitcher. All that is because, they don't want to go and get players to move this team along. And here we are, same thing with the Red Wings. So I blame Ilitch. But most problems Ray have right now always comes down to a rich guy. So that's where I'm at. I'm going to blame everything on Ilitch.
Well, I mean, look, I wait till the season's over before I start doling out pies of blame and how big your slice is. I'll just say this about the Bregman deal. The Bregman not choosing Detroit very well may be costing him right now.
Because I don't think there's any
this
question.
This is an 850 OPS guy who would have manned down third base and they can't score runs. There's no timely hitting and Bregman's been there, done that, and has a relationship with AJ. And it felt like, you know, certainly Bregman would help a ton in the current moment in time. I think in 4 years, we're going to be really glad he didn't take that contract. Right now, it hurts. You said getting outbid. If he wanted more money or more term where he is in his career, I think that would be a contract that would feel like the bias contract at the end. Now, would it help him here and now? Yeah, it would have. And so maybe it would have been worth it category. Now that they don't have him, the only positive about it is I do not think you want Alex Bregman in year 4, 5, and 6 at that money for that contract.
Oh, and Alex
personally,
Bregman's only played 112 games this year. He spent time in the IL, and this is, you know, that's an issue. But he was.
Even think he's having a great September, is he? Do you have his numbers in front of
you? He's a 3.5 WAR guy. Oh. So for those who like the WAR stat, it's very good for only 112 games played. That being said, in September he is hitting .222 with a .649 OPS. So right on line with what the Tigers are doing. But prior to that, obviously, he's been a much, much better player. Although August was slightly above average, .735 OPS. He was hot in the first half of the season, clearly a difference maker. And I still think if the Tigers had had him for this year, I think they'd probably win the division at this point, would have already done it, clinched it. But they don't.
No.
They don't. They made their offer to him. It was a very more than fair offer, and it was done after they had already signed all their other free agents. To me, it's not – I mean, we can address this after the season when it finally is over, but it's not an Ilitch issue with not wanting to spend. It's the guy that you entrusted to spend the money, and he spent it on Alex Cobb, and he traded for Paddock and Morton, and that's where the issue is. And I'm not killing Scott Harris for it because I like what the other thing Scott Harris has done, and he's sticking to his guns and not wanting to give up his top prospects because he thinks those guys are going to be the foundation of this team that's going to be contending for a World Series for years and years.
I have an issue with Ilitch, but I'm going to wait till the season's done.
Fair enough.
248-539-9797. Daryl in Belleville. Hi, Daryl.
No, the issue is it.
Hey, Daryl, you got to keep your radio down.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay, and you also got to take us off speaker, Daryl. We can barely hear you, buddy.
Okay, my bad.
It's all right.
Okay, you got me now?
Yeah, better, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, well, hey, nice show, guys. I listen to you off and on and more on and off lately.
Thank you.
And I got just buckle up on this real quick. So the other guy, previous guy, talked about a lawnmower. I lost my lawnmower yesterday.
Oh, no.
I lost a 44-year-old friendship.
I'm sorry.
The last couple of days.
Oh, no.
And I got a defunct lawyer, sucker lawyer that stole money from me.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I gave him some money. He's a no-show. No call, no answer, no call back, you know. And I blame all that on the Tigers.
Yeah, I don't blame. Yeah, of course you do. That's who you blame.
You know, I left my glasses somewhere. I was trying to find my glasses, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about them maybe catching up to Cleveland yesterday.
Okay.
And so I'm looking for my glasses, right? Mm-hmm. I'm all frustrated, and they're on my forehead.
Okay.
So I blame the Tigers. Right.
Blame the Tigers. You know what,
Daryl? You're a mess.
Yeah, you are a mess. Maybe that's where the keys are for the Tigers.
On their forehead.
On the forehead, right?
Yeah.
Daryl, good luck.
Yeah.
I hope things turn
around.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I hope your lawyer gets back in touch with you.
All right.
How about this? Whoever Daryl's attorney is, get back in touch with him. Do your job. Come on.
Yeah, don't stiff Daryl.
Don't stiff Daryl. He doesn't deserve that.
No.
He just lost his lawnmower after 40 years.
Daryl's good people.
He's great people.
Okay.
Absent-minded, but don't worry about that. The Tigers' fault.
Friendship up in flames after 40 years? Eh, whatever.
And you know what Daryl's attorney is saying right now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I forgot to call him. Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
He's blaming the Tigers.
Right. He's not doing his job as a lawyer.
Everyone's blaming the Tigers. What are you blaming the Tigers for?
Okay, we made a case earlier that about the Lions. You and I were in lockstep about this being the best non-quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk about this a little bit. See if anybody's with us. Or is this straight up good old fashioned sports talk radio homerism?
Is this Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid? Yeah,
let's go.
That good.
All right, yeah, we don't care what you have. Doesn't bother me. I'm not afraid to say it.
No, I'm
not afraid to take heat for saying it.
And it wasn't Jack Campbell.
It wasn't Jack Campbell. Although, as
toughest
you put it,
guy in the National Football
League. Tell people what you said during the commercial break.
I said, if you had told me that there was a Detroit Lion player that was going to play a football game with a hole in his face. And it wasn't his mouth. Who would it be? Jack Campbell.
That's right. Jack MF and Campbell. Anyway, we'll get some Lion stuff next. 97.1 The Ticket. So, Kang, do we have the exchange? We have the exchange, right, between Gator and Goff? All right. I want to play this. Goff's always paying attention, and Goff's funny. And the Gator brought this up after the Monday night game. Amon-Ra was so money on Monday night. And so we had Goff on Tuesday. And he slept in, came out at 12:30, and this was the exchange.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So Kang had this football question, you know, the Y9 blitz thingy. Miles Garrett. Who is it that said Miles Garrett's the best non-quarterback in the NFL history?
Joe Thomas, okay. Former tackle for the Browns.
What do you make of our answer that it's Amon-Ra?
I think it's a great answer.
Do you?
I do. And I agree with you with the offense wins championships nowadays, you know, in 2025 in the last few years, Doug. So yep. I was trying to think of an offensive player too, but I was thinking maybe Saquon Barkley, you know, they just won a Super Bowl with him. He was such a game changer for them. Maybe it's Jonathan Taylor right now because what he's doing with the Colts and making Daniel Jones look good.
I think last year you could have said Saquon Barkley and I wouldn't have given much of an argument last year.
I think Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson are two good ones. But I think right now you guys might be onto something with Amon-Ra St. Brown because it's the attitude. It's not just the on the field. It's off the field. It's everything. And on the field, it's not just catching the ball. It's blocking. It's, you know, he's lining up in the backfield, getting handoffs. Then he's pitching it to, you know, Gibbs. He is an ultimate difference maker, and he's not a quarterback.
I wondered in that the play's called St. Gibbs, and I wonder on the St. Gibbs play how much latitude Amon-Ra has in a normal option offense, right? The quarterback can keep it and go upfield. He took that football and pitched it instantaneously.
Yeah.
And he was right.
Okay. Yeah.
But of course that takes some decision making. He didn't once he got the ball, it looked like he didn't even consider running. Oh, I'll just pitch it right away. Which you'd think, you know, maybe some experience, he might take another step or two before he pitched it. He made the exact right call, the exact right play. And I don't know how much that's a part of that play's success, too, is Amon-Ra making that call, or it was the plan to pitch it the whole time. Look, my case is in a league that showcases offenses, he has tied for the most touchdown receptions in the NFL.
He's got four.
He's got the second most catches for first downs in the NFL.
16.
Of the top 35 wide receivers in the league, he has the highest catch per target. Do you have his numbers in front of you?
Yes.
What? How many catches? Is it 20?
He has 20 out of 25 targets. Okay. So it's 80% of the balls thrown to him he has caught.
Yes. Which is the best percentage of the top 35 wide receivers in the NFL.
Incidentally, the 16 first downs out of 20 receptions is also 80%, if I'm not mistaken.
So 80% of his, well, 16 out of 20 receptions?
Yeah.
It's actually 16, 32. Yeah, it's a little more than that, isn't it?
No, I think it's eight. I'm saying 16 first downs on 20 receptions, 16 out of his 20 receptions. That's 80%.
So the yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. I was confused.
So
what
yeah,
you're saying.
So he's got 80% of the passes thrown to him, he's caught.
Yep.
And now the passes he's caught, 80% of those are for first down.
Dude, the dude is...
He's the dude.
And right now, like if this keeps up for the whole season, then I think it's sort of more of an acknowledgement. But I got to tell you, I think a strong case can be made that he's the most impactful non-quarterback in the NFL right now. And what's weird about that is right now, if you think there were a draft... Every player in the league, all the non-quarterbacks are available. Amon-Ra wouldn't go number one because I think the reason this works is it's the quarterback-receiver combination. These two have a chemistry that I don't know can be matched by other quarterbacks with Amon-Ra.
I mean, Burrow's out. So what Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase had goes back to their days at LSU, even though they only played 1 year together at LSU. But it goes back that far, and they've played together in the NFL since. And it's very good. Justin Jefferson has had to work with now a third quarterback in 3 years. Actually, a fourth quarterback in four years, I guess, when you go back to Cousins as well, in trying to find that chemistry. He's a fantastic. Both of those guys are amazing receivers. Mm-hmm. Amon-Ra, to me, is the best because he does. It's not just making catches. Those guys are downhill threats. They're going to do the downfield threats. They get the long passes thrown to him all the time. Amon-Ra does all the dirty stuff. He's going to catch the ball for an 8 yard gain and turn it into a 15 yard gain, get you move the sticks, you know, pump the team up. He's not going to drop a pass.
No.
And the other thing that, as we're talking about these stats, how amazing the 80% of the targets and 80% of those are first downs. Jared Goff has completed 78% of his passes on the season. So it's not just Amon-Ra who's catching everything that's thrown to him. Jahmyr Gibbs has caught 18 of 19 passes thrown to him. Given those are short passes, whatever. You know, J-Mo's 8 of 12. That's 75% of the passes thrown to him. Laporte is 13 out of 17. Montgomery is 6 out of 6. I mean, 78% of the passes Jared Goff throws are completed, so it's part of the offense. But Amon-Ra does it in volume. And it's just so wildly impressive that he can – be the guy, if you need to get 15 or 17 yards, he's going to get open for it. Or if you need a guy to help block at the line of scrimmage, in particular the goal line, to ensure that one of your running backs can get in there, he gets that job done. If you want someone to block downfield for J-Mo to free him up, so once he catches the ball, he can turn a 10-yard gain into a 70-yard touchdown, it's Amon-Ra. He's great.
You know, this question really got me thinking because I had to start with a premise, which some people think is flawed, but I think it's true in 2025 in the NFL that offense wins championships. So I'm going to look for guys on the offensive side of the ball. And as far as getting into the end zone, I don't know if anybody's rushed for more than no players rushed for more than four touchdowns. So this is the most touchdowns in the NFL. As a receiver, he's tied for the most. There's only one running back that has four. It's James Cook.
And his teammates, Montgomery and Gibbs, each have three.
Yeah. There's one running back that's averaging over 100 yards rushing a game. It's Jonathan Taylor. And look, Taylor's really, really good.
He's great.
Yeah, I'm not arguing against it. I think it's a legit argument that Amon-Ra right now is the best, the most dangerous.
Most impactful.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Thank you. Non-quarterback in the NFL.
And to go back to your favorite play, Gator, was, you know, the fourth down call where the ball had to be perfectly played or dropped in a bucket. And St. Brown had to be in that spot, and that's the chemistry they have. One of the reasons why that play worked was You know where Amon-Ra was coming from? He was at the line of scrimmage about the block.
Yes.
They thought he was blocking because he's such a good blocker in the run game. Marlon Humphrey was ready to shed him the block to stop the running back, right? But instead, St. Brown goes upfield, which made up Marlon Humphrey have to grab him, cause the flag. Didn't matter. They still completed the pass. St. Brown can do so many different things on the field that you have to account for everything.
248-539-9797. Tim in Brighton, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. Hey, Greg Schultz today. Hey, I wanted to kind of say real quick on the St. Gibbs the St. Gibbs play, where he does the shovel pass. If you actually kind of go back on their Instagram, they talk about how they've been practicing that play for almost 2 years. Yep. And Gibbs was complaining in a meeting that they never run it. And so Amon-Ra talks is like, watch, because you just said it, we're probably going to run it.
Yep.
And somebody has done a little clip that shows the exact same play that Dan Campbell did when he played. It's actually kind of hilarious. And so anyway, all that, yes, I agree with the decision making, but I also think like there's a ton that goes into the coaching meetings and staff just like really prepping these guys up. And the way they respond is incredible.
100% true. Tim, it's 100% true. Like the impression that I took away from Monday night is confirmation that the offense can still look like a well-oiled machine without Ragnow and without Ben Johnson.
Yep. And just how everybody just kind of steps up, like, you know, right, ready to play, and just the guys are ready to go. So anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. 248-539-9797. We will take the calls. If you think we're being homers and you think there's a more impactful non-quarterback in the NFL,
I'm open to the discussion.
Yeah, I'm open to the debate. You know, if you value things, like it depends how much emphasis you put on things. I think probably in this league, if they opened up all the non-quarterbacks to a draft, edge rushers
would probably go first.
But, you know.
I'm not convinced Amon-Ra is not the first receiver.
It'd be interesting. I think I'm not convinced he is or isn't, because I think the secret to the sauce is right now, Amon-Ra and Goff are just locked in. They are locked in. They like finish each other's football sentences.
They're the best quarterback receiver tandem in the National Football League.
Is that a question?
That's a statement.
Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. We spent most of the first 90 minutes venting, talking about coping, and you know what I'm talking about.
Blaming the Tigers. Yeah.
And we blame the Tigers for a lot of stuff.
Blame them for everything. I blame them
for everything. Here you go. Casey just sent us this tweet. Stubbed my toe on my early morning walk to the bathroom. Thanks a lot, Tigers. Yep. Everything that's going wrong circles back to the Tigers. Gator was his friendly disposition. Not so much. You were a little on the edge this morning, Tigers. And that is literally because of the Tigers. 248-539-9797. We shifted gears. We're talking a lot of Lions now. We made the case that Amon-Ra St. Brown is the most impactful non-quarterback in the National Football League right now. We gave you all the reasons why and the data that would support it. Now, if you believe that defense wins championships and you know, all successes and failures are centered around rushing the passer, which a lot of people do, you might not buy into this, but we made our case. Let's get back to your calls. Mike in Toledo. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you.
I get the impression, just curious what your take on this is, I get the impression that after the whistle blows and the coaches say practice is over, that Goff and St. Brown and probably others stick around on their own after practice working to improve your craft.
Yeah.
Does that happen at this level?
Certain people, yeah. And, I mean, I know Amon-Ra's there, and Goff said it to us. He goes, this week when he said, this really is something that we've worked at.
I don't know. I mean, the training camp practices we've been privy to, I wouldn't say that they're staying after working with each other, but certainly St. Brown stays after practice and works with the machine that spits out the
jugs
football.
Machine.
Yeah, the jugs machine. He works with that.
Right.
And he does it before practice and after practice. He's a perfectionist with that. But I don't think there's any question these guys work out together a ton. And to gain that chemistry and to have that chemistry, they know each other so well, and it helps that they've, you know, Goff is the only quarterback that St. Brown has known in the National Football League.
Right. I just get the impression you guys are such football junkies that they're going to stick around, not just them, but probably others, working on improving their craft that makes them perform at such precision levels so often.
Yeah, they do work at it. It's not a mistake. It's not an accident, I guess I should say.
I guess, you know, the point of the call was more like, are they doing this on their own after the coaches say, hey, we're done? These guys just stick around. And obviously, from what you told me, they do.
Yeah, and they do off-season work, too. I mean, there was a – which game did they close out 2 years ago? Playoff game against Tampa? Tampa or the Rams? There was a 3rd and 9.
I think it was the Rams.
And they had it was a choice route where Amon-Ra had to run right to the sticks, hit the DB. Like when he ran in, when he was met with the defensive back, he had to go right or left. And Goff and Amon-Ra have to read the defensive back the same way. And they did. And they moved the chain. They got the first down. The Rams couldn't stop the clock and the game was over. And that was an example of two guys that were on the same page because he could have cut right, could have cut left. I think he went left. And by the time he cut, the ball was already in the air. So it's, again, a chemistry and working together and knowing what the other one's going to do.
Yeah, Goff is like pinpoint accurate, but ASP is always where he's supposed to be.
Yep.
He's always where Goff expects him to be. Like, he shouldn't really be running fade routes in the end zone. He's not like 6'4", you know, but
right.
But he can because they know exactly what to do. They're on the same page. I'm going to throw it here before you even turn around. You know exactly where it is. Catches it with his hands. Keeps it away from the defender. Touchdown.
It's amazing because St. Brown does it either way. It's like, okay, I'm going to beat you to the corner and Goff's just going to throw it over you and I'll catch it. Or he's going to throw back shoulder. I'm going to stop and make the play right at the goal line. He did it both, and I think in the same game.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Let's look at some of the feedback. CMC to the 49ers is more important, valuable, and impactful. He's averaging 3.4 yards a carry. He hasn't been in the end zone yet this year.
Who is this?
Christian McCaffrey. He's got 25 catches on 32 targets. He has a touchdown reception. I mean, I think there was probably a time where he was more.
I would agree with that.
I don't know if he's back to what he was.
He's been oft injured, and I think that's what knocks him down a peg. It's like I think last year I would have said Saquon Barkley last year is offensive,
okay,
or is just the non-quarterback. This year, and I'm sure some of this is seen through Honolulu Blue glasses.
We're not denying it at all.
But it's kind of an accumulation of things. Like St. Brown has been this guy for years, and I don't know if it's me just wanting to give him his due, or if it's just a realization. I mean, he is having another great season. 4 touchdowns, 20 receptions on 25 targets. He's got 16 first downs on those 20 receptions. He's the man. He just gets it done in every facet. You know what he is? He's a superstar version of Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, I guess.
He does every little thing that you want to do, which is what Stephen Kwan does, but the main things he's supposed to do, which for Kwan is supposed to like hit and do all that, which Kwan does, he's fine, but it's the little things he does that makes him great. St. Brown does those little things and he does the big things. He'll have his 100-yard games. He's having better season than Kwan would.
Scott says, if my life depended on a receiver catching a football, I'd choose Amon-Ra St. Brown to catch that ball.
100%.
Paul from St. Clair says, me and my dad called St. Brown Old Faithful. He's a future Hall of Famer. Let's go to Adrian and Warren. You're next. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Man, St. Brown, he's going to get us there. I believe we have the powerhouse stack that we need.
he's so good, and I think his impact is massive on this football team, and it's the Goff Amon-Ra chemistry that really gets this done.
Oh yeah.
All right, Adrian, thank you. John and Livonia, you're next. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, so far, I'm loving the Lions season so far, except for one little ache in my back, and it's Terrion Arnold. Man, I want to like the guy so bad, but when I see this dude posting all these TikToks and talking all this on social media, and then he shows up on Sundays playing how he did against Baltimore and all this season, last season, I can't stand this dude. He's starting a podcast with Pat Surtain called Closed on Sundays. Terrion Arnold is 7'11". He is open. If you are on Terrion Arnold, you are open. I just can't. I'm starting to get so sick of this guy right now, but maybe it's just me.
What does he post on social media aside from doing a podcast with somebody that you disagree with or that you don't like?
It's just like, I just don't like how confident he is when he can't back up his game, you know? Like, I don't mind it when you're that confident and you can back it up, but...
Here's a thought, and you tell me if this would be better. Don't follow him.
All right, you might have a good point, but I'm just...
It feels like it's shaping your opinion of him. I don't think... If I heard that Terrion Arnold was effing around in practice or wasn't trying...
Then this stuff would bother
me. Yes, it would bother me more. But guys do things... What's my old saying? We want our professional athletes to wake up in the morning and eat nothing but health food for breakfast, lift weights till noon, take a nap, have the healthiest of lunches...
Study the playbook.
Go to practice, watch film, study the playbook, and be in bed by 9 p.m. That's what we want.
Yeah. Eric Woodyard, who obviously covers the Lions for ESPN... said today, defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard said he's not down on Terrion Arnold and doesn't think that he's having a bad year. But cornerback Amik Robertson could see a bigger role this week. Quote, it's just growing pains. The kid's very young and he's still in developmental stages. That's what he said about Terrion Arnold, which echoes what Dan Campbell said yesterday with the morning show, mentioning Amik Robertson, and he's going to get maybe some more looks. I think that there is some concern with Terrion Arnold, and I think they're addressing it, but they're not giving up on the guy, and I don't think anybody should give up on the guy. It's a player that is thrust into a starting situation as a rookie, made some rookie mistakes early, and then got better as the season went on. And I think this year the expectation was he'd pick off this year where he left off last year. And that hasn't really happened. He's looked a little bit more confused out there. We've seen some big plays against him. And the numbers will bear that out, too. And that's a little frustrating and concerning because you were hoping it was going to be a much bigger jump from year one to year two and haven't seen that yet. I still think there's a jump. I think he's going to be a quality player in the NFL. I don't know if he's ever going to be what you want him to be, which is everybody wants you to be Sauce Gardner or Stingley or whoever the better corners in the league are. But I just still think he could be very good, and he's just off to a rough start.
97-1 the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.